The playoffs are here and the Steelers are in it. It's going to be an exciting weekend with plenty of big games. We're going to talk about all the games, but of course, we got to specifically break down what do the Steelers need to do to win this game. We've talked about it all week long, but today, as always on Friday, we're joined by Jenna Harner of Channel 11 WPXI in Pittsburgh. We're going to be talking about the newest elements of the game. Juju Smith-Schuster, will he be back? I did an update on the Locked On Steelers YouTube channel about his return to practice this past week. This could be huge for the Steelers passing offense if he does return. Who are other guys that might play, might not play? We'll talk about all of that, what matchups to look for, and break down everything right here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter. Let's get into it.
You are Locked On Steelers, your daily Pittsburgh Steelers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things in the Pittsburgh Steelers. As always, you can find this show on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, and YouTube. Hit the like button if you're watching this video on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button to our channel to get all of our daily content. And if you want to support the show even further, give us a five-star review with a positive comment, and you get a special shout out at the end of the show. We do have one for show today. We have a few coming up in the coming days. Joining me as always on Friday is Jenna Harner of Channel 11 WPXI. Jenna, how you doing?
Chris, I am wonderful. It is playoff time. Let's go. And the Steelers somehow are in the postseason.
We still don't know how. We still don't know what all the things. I mean, it was funny. I was going through like the film and just going over like big moments that I've like saved in my database. And I'm like, they needed this play to work out. They needed this play to work out. They needed so many little things just to get here. But here they are. Yeah. And now we're at a state where they're getting ready to play the Chiefs. It has to be all-out war. There's no holding back. The Steelers need to throw everything they have at this game because the Chiefs, they're one of the best teams in the NFL, maybe the best team in the NFL. They crushed them the first time around. The Steelers are aware of that. But they might be getting some help back. We heard that Juju Smith-Schuster, he was at practice. Deontay Johnson said he was looking smooth. I was able to see him at practice. I'm not allowed to confirm what I see, but I will say Deontay Johnson is pretty accurate. He's looking smooth. And Deontay Johnson even said he looks like he could play right now. I don't think there's a great chance that Juju can play, Jenna, because, I mean, a shoulder injury like that, he was supposed to be done for the season. That's a lot to just jump back into action and practice for a couple days and then just play in the playoffs. But I wouldn't rule it out because Juju has been one tough dude.
Yeah, this is crazy. I don't think anybody expected this today. Like when the Steelers tweeted it and when the news came out on Friday or on Thursday, everyone was like, what? When did this happen?
Even us, yeah, like the reporters, we're all like, what?
Because again, it wasn't expected. You know, you kind of expected Juju was going to miss the rest of the season and probably the playoffs too. Granted, you know, who knows if he can come back or not? Who knows if he's going to? But the fact that Mike Tomlin didn't entirely rule it out says a lot. And I'm not saying by any means that is a guarantee. There's no guarantees when it comes to that. I would say if I had to put money on it, more likely than not, I would not expect him to play. However, it's just very curious timing. So keep an eye out on for some alerts Saturday afternoon. But wow,
it's a major wow. It's a big wow for the Steelers to. I mean, we all thought that was the last time we'd see Juju Smith-Schuster. Play for the Steelers this year and maybe ever if he was lost to free agency. So. A big time wow, of course, for the Steelers. Now, for the injury report going into Friday, now, we know that the Steelers, they like last week with Trey Turner, he didn't practice for the first 2 days, and then on Friday he showed up. It looked like that might be the case again. He wasn't marked for practicing Wednesday. He was a do-not-practice with a knee injury Thursday, but he did the same thing last week. Practice Friday obviously started. Arthur Maulet, back from his concussion at full practice. Najee Harris is the one, and Dan Moore Jr. also back, by the way. Najee Harris is the one guy that everyone's worried about. I tell you now, don't be worried about it. He did this early in the season. I forget which week it was, Jenna, but there was a week where he didn't practice most, then showed up Friday, was fine, and looked great in the game. And also, Najee Harris is scheduled to speak to Steelers media on Friday after practice, and he does. He wouldn't be doing that if he definitely if it was that questionable that he was playing. Now, granted, TJ Watt's had that situation happen before with him before, but I think it's a little bit different because he's a veteran and Najee's a rookie here. But Jenna, what's your outlook on the Steelers and them maybe having the full complement of their offense for this game, even though their offense has not been a unit to be truly feared in the NFL this year?
No, and the average amount of points that they've scored has kind of shown that. I was doing a little bit of research to kind of look at the last five games of what the Chiefs have put up, which is around 34 and a half in their last five games they're averaging. Yeah, yikes. Whew. And then for the Steelers, it's about 18 and a half. So just to kind of show you a little bit of the deficit there, and obviously there's a lot of things that can contribute there, but just in terms of the sheer number of points the offenses have been able to put up. And again, one of those games was against the other. So we saw what happened, what was that, 3 weeks ago, which is insane to think it was that soon. And I think that might be something too that can also help this team, because you saw this Kansas City team 3 weeks ago, you got absolutely blown out of the water. There's a lot that they can learn from. And we heard Ben Roethlisberger talk about that too earlier in the week. But, you know, if you do have your full complement of offense, I mean, this would be the healthiest this team has been in, I don't even know how long, because
since the season opener, really.
Yeah. I feel like every week it was some, you know, and granted, knock on wood, because there's still time, but like every week it was someone was injured here, someone was on the COVID list, X, Y, and Z. Whereas, you know, you want to be the healthiest you can be heading into the playoffs. And this is, for this team, probably a very good thing for the Steelers to be like, hey, we are good in this sense. I was same with you, though. I do anticipate Najee playing just because of kind of the way things are going, the way things are trending. And unless it was something so severe that he physically wasn't able to play in the full sense, I think Friday on the practice report, you'll see him at least be limited. Keep an eye out for it just because you never know after practice later today. But you get a sense that he does not want to miss any time, let alone playoffs. And we heard Mike say on Tuesday how aggressive he's been in his treatment, and just he's like, he doesn't want to miss any time.
And that's something that, you know, Mike Tomlin's very happy to have. He likes to see young guys willing to go out there. He says, I'd rather tell them woe than sick them. Another great Tomlinism that he's used before. But point being, the Steelers should have some weapons back, and they do feel like, hey, you know what? This is, you know, what do we have to lose here? Let's throw everything at the Chiefs right now. Deontay Johnson, he was a little peeved, and like when we talked to him on Thursday after practice, and he was like, "Man, if y'all hopped off the bandwagon, don't hop back on when we beat these guys or when we win." He didn't say beat. He said when we win. And everyone kind of looked around like, "That's the most confident I've heard him talk ever." And like I talked about this on the Thursday episode with the crossover Thursday with Chris Clark of Locked On Chiefs. Ben getting his sarcastic self, where he's like, you know, we don't stand a chance. We're 20 point underdogs. You know, who knows? Like, we'll just go out there and have fun. And like, whenever Ben talks like that, I'm like, there's something there that we don't know, that the Chiefs don't know, but the Steelers do, that maybe could lead to something like to a surprising outcome there. Jenna, you've seen the Steelers and how they've talked this week. How have you seen their mentality in approaching this game?
It's kind of the perfect sense that they're epitomizing the playing with house money thing. Like, they have nothing to lose. They weren't supposed to be in this place.
They were
not supposed to be playing this week at all. Their season was supposed to end last week, and that was going to be it. And now all of a sudden it's like, hey, we have life. Like, let's go out there. Let's, you know, I mean, this is also, I think a lot of people are like, oh my God, they should just, like, you hear it all the time. Everyone's like, oh, well, they don't even stand a chance. Like, any given Sunday in the NFL, and I'm not predicting that they're going to win by any means. That is not me saying I believe the Steelers will win this game, because the Chiefs are the Chiefs and they're a very dominant team. But if the Steelers are keeping this one close, don't be surprised.
Yeah. I've been saying all week, they got to drag Kansas City down in the mud with them, make this a defensive battle. And then all of a sudden you look up at the clock, there's 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And oh my gosh, either Pittsburgh is up or they're within one score. And then if you're the Chiefs, you should be very nervous. We'll get more on this game in just a little bit, but we got to talk about the other NFL playoff games that are going on this weekend. Before we do that, I got to talk to you about, guys, about onlinegambling.com. Steelers fans, we're all looking for an edge these days. And I'd like to thank onlinegambling.com for sponsoring today's podcast. If you don't know already, onlinegambling.com is a website dedicated to giving bettors the edge. Throughout the playoffs, they're providing you with the best NFL tips, news, and more to help making your bets as informed as ever. These experts at onlinegambling.com have sent me a challenge, putting my own knowledge to the test and coming up with my own Super Bowl, early Super Bowl predictions to see how much of an expert I really am. So, Jenna, I'm under the gun here. Like, I'm literally coming up with this in the middle of my ad read. But okay. You know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to say it's going to be the Bills and the Cowboys for an old school Super Bowl rematch.
Ooh.
The Bills have the number one defense in the NFL. They've got Josh Allen. He used to cover them. The Cowboys have been red hot this year. They finished really strong down the stretch. They did have a loss against the Cardinals, but they have a quarterback, a running game, receivers, a defense. I think that those are the two teams that can make it there. But you can find out if I'm right, as we see going along. We'll see if I'm right. But if you want to keep a close eye on the predictions as playoffs continue, you could do that by following NFL's onlinegambling.com. When you go to onlinegambling.com/NFL, you'll get all the latest gambling news, tips, and info to beat the odds and give you edge all throughout the playoffs when you place your bets out there. Remember, go to onlinegambling.com/NFL to make the most of this year's playoffs. We're also brought to you by GetUpside. Hey, Steelers fans, this is Chris Carr with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about. It's called GetUpside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code TOUCHDOWN to get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up, and that's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. Just download the app for free and use promo code TOUCHDOWN to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 or $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TOUCHDOWN to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Again, that's promo code TOUCHDOWN. Now, back to talking with you, Jenna Harner. We got dope. We got back-to-back ad reads, which means we don't need no interludes. We're keeping it rolling here. Let's talk about some of these other games. Now, first of all, I got to report our season on runyourpool.com has concluded. I got to say congratulations to the winner of this season. Well, first, the winner of last week was Mel. She went 12-4. Congratulations, Mel. But the winner of the season and the Steelers jersey from runyourpool.com is Dan the Man, who finished with 172 correct picks on the season. Congratulations, Dan the Man. You are a winner. You had close competition. Griffin Mange was right behind you. Dan J, Cooper, Ethan Brown, all of them were in the top five. It was a very competitive race. Thank you for all those who played with us on runyourpool.com. We don't have runyourpool.com for our playoff picks, but you'll get to hear all of our playoff picks right here on Locked On Steelers. But let's get into this as we talk some playoff picks here. Jenna, let's start off with the first game on Saturday, and that's Raiders at Bengals. The Raiders, they fought their way into the playoffs. They needed all their wins to get there. If they had lost that game to the Chargers, they would have been out. But when they were sitting there, they needed four straight wins. They went on the road to Cleveland, got a W, one at home against the Broncos, one on the road against the Colts, and then beat the Chargers, of course, at the last second there, instead of taking the tie. That got them in the playoffs, and now they're visiting the four C, Bengals. That's an interesting matchup here. The Bengals have been a team who they've looked really good at times. They've looked unstoppable. I mean, they beat the Chiefs in week 17, but they've also had losses against the Jets. They've been up and down. The Bengals, this would be their first playoff win since 1991. There has not been a text message that has existed in the world that could say anything about a Bengals playoff win, because it's been that long and text messages were invented in 1992. Who do you have in this game, Jenna? Do the Bengals win at home, or do the Raiders continue their Cinderella run, because they have been a team that was supposed to be out and somehow they're in?
Well, I'm just going to make everybody feel old by saying that the last time the Bengals won a playoff game, I wasn't alive yet.
Oh, my goodness. So. You made me feel old.
Oh, you're geez. Not old. No. I just joke. I'm a child. I'm always young. So that was not alive. I was not alive for that. But I do think I will be alive when they get their first playoff win, which will be this week.
Ooh.
I just think that offense, I mean, we don't know which, I guess, quote unquote, which Bengals team is going to show up. Is it going to be the team that beat the Chiefs, or is it, like you said, going to be the team that lost to the Jets? But if that offense can perform the way they're performing, if the offensive line holds holds up for Joe Burrow and he hits Ja'Marr Chase like he has been. He spreads the ball out. They get the ball rolling and get things going on the ground with Joe Mixon. This should be a game they win. It's going to be really intriguing because, like you said, the Raiders are just kind of rolling on. They're on a roll right now. They've been really, really hot. Again, everything that they needed to happen has happened for them, and they've found ways to win through such a tumultuous season. But I really think that the Bengals are going to make a statement here. It's going to be a really good game, but I do think the Bengals just have more on offense in terms of the weapons that I like what they're going to be able to do. But at the same time, Josh Jacobs on the Raiders, watch out for what he can do on the ground.
I'm right with you there. I think that Josh Jacobs can surprise things. He can shake things up. The Raiders have been an upstart team, but I am picking the Bengals. I think the Raiders have made a fantastic run despite losing their head coach, losing Henry Ruggs, losing Damon Arnett. That's two first-rounders and your head coach out the door in a single year. Derek Carr has managed to maintain through all of that, but I think it's kind of time. They've done their job to get to the playoffs. Now the Bengals need to get their first playoff win. But let's talk about a divisional rivalry between the top two defensive teams in the NFL this year, the Patriots at the Bills. They split their season series 1-1 this year. The Patriots, though, now they're coming into Buffalo. The Bills, they got their payback late in the season after they lost to the Patriots the first time. But the Bills, I think, have turned a corner, Jenna. When you look at the way that they've played, they've been a solid team for most of the season, but they've had their faults. They're going into the playoffs on a 4-game win streak, beating the Panthers, Patriots, Falcons, and Jets. Now, granted, the Patriots are the only team that are really serious among that bunch, but still, I like to see that consistency from a team when they're playing at that point. And the Patriots are a team, they've kind of, you know, they've had their points in the season where they've looked really good, but they've lost 3 of their last 4, lost to Miami last week. They beat up on the Jaguars in week 17, but they lost to the Bills and the Colts. I'm going to ride that wave. I'm going to pick the Bills. I think that they're the better team right now, and they will be again in the playoffs.
And this is going to be the epitome of what this rivalry is going. I mean, you say what the rivalry has been, but it's been so one-sided that now that the Bills are as competitive as they are, this is going to be a rivalry we're going to love for the next handful of years here. The weather, I don't know if you've checked out the forecast for this one.
I haven't.
It's going to be one of the coldest games that's ever been played in the playoffs. I think it's right now the high is going to be like 6 degrees at kickoff and dropping with crazy wind chills. Like, all of my Buffalo friends have been, like, all the news reporters that I've been close with, all the stories they've been doing has been like how to stay warm and not get hypothermia at this game. But this is going to be an unreal football game. I think the Bills win this just because of how much of a roll they're on. Their third quarter of the season was not fantastic by any means. They're turning things around. They found ways to get the ground game going. Their defense, like you said, has been absolutely phenomenal. Do not throw the ball over the middle because it will get picked off by Micah Hyde or Jordan Poyer. And I think that that's going to cause this Patriots team a lot of trouble. So I'm going with the Bills, but this is going to be a classic of a game.
I think so, too. It's going to be a fun one. And it's a night game, too, so it'll be even colder there. Moving on to the Sunday games, 1 o'clock, starting off, Eagles at Buccaneers. The Eagles fought their way into the playoffs as well. They were a team that, you know, no one was really sure, but then they clinched by week 17. They rested a lot of guys in week 18 against the Cowboys when they got wrecked by them. The Buccaneers have had an interesting season when you look at the way they've been. There was a point where you were wondering, they lost back-to-back to the Saints and Washington. There was questioning, but then they went out and they won 7 of their last 8, with their only loss being the Saints in that stretch. But also, when you look at some of those games, of their last 3 games that they won in a row, they beat the Panthers, the Jets, and the Panthers again. Not exactly teams that you're fearing right now. If you and you're being fair, I think that's against them. But the Eagles, you look on the other hand, when the way that they've played, they lost their last game to the Cowboys, but again, they rested a lot of their guys. They kind of conceded, hey, we're in the playoffs. We just want to get our guys some rest because it's been a physical season. Before that game, they had won 4 games in a row. But again, look at their opponents, the Jets, Washington twice, the Giants, teams that you should beat up on if you're going to be a playoff team. I'm going with the Buccaneers in this game. I know both teams have kind of faltered a little bit towards the end of the season, but the Buccaneers, to me, are a more complete roster. They're the reigning Super Bowl champs. Tom Brady's not losing to the Eagles again in the playoffs. He's got to finish this thing.
Yeah, this is just comes down to the quarterbacks for me. And not to take away from what Jalen Hurts has done in the last four games of the season, obviously him resting that last game against the Cowboys. But Tom Brady is just Tom Brady in the playoffs. You can't count him out. I will never count him out until I'm physically given a reason to, and it's more than one reason. And I just don't see the Bucs losing this game. I do not think they're going to win the NFC, but this should be a game I think the Bucs win. The Eagles have been playing well, but to me, they were just kind of so, you didn't really know who this team was throughout the season, whereas the Bucs just seem more complete to me. And also, they've been able to kind of put the AB drama, everything that they've kind of thrown out the window and say, hey, we have a job to do. We're going to go in and we're going to win the playoff game.
I'm with you. The Buccaneers are too good of a team to let that fall by the wayside. They'll be able to play in this one. Moving along, Niners at Cowboys. This used to be like the premier NFL playoff matchup of the 90s with Steve Young and Troy Aikman. But these are two completely different teams. The Niners overcame a 17-point deficit in their last week against the Rams to fight their way into the playoffs. The Cowboys are coming off, you know, destroying the Eagles in their last game, 51-26. They lost to the Cardinals 22-25 in week 17, but they have won five of their last six, as I said before. And I look at them and I see this is a team that when their offense is clicking, they're very tough to stop. And they have a defense with Micah Parsons, with Trey Diggs. They get after the pass rush. It's going to be an interesting season. That's why I picked them as my Super Bowl team from the NFC. I think it's going to be an interesting run, but I think the Cowboys, they handle their business in this one. And the Niners, they should enjoy their run they had this year, but this isn't going to be the season.
Yeah, and the Niners were kind of a team that a couple weeks ago, you're almost like, are they going to make it into the playoffs? What's going to happen here? I just like the Cowboys. I feel like they just have so many weapons, like you mentioned, offensively and defensively. Like they can hurt you in so many different ways because it's like, all right, you're going to give the ball to Dak Prescott, watch him work. Oh, here's Ezekiel Elliott. We're getting our run game going, finding the receivers that Dak can find and make those ridiculous catches. And then, on defense, by the way, you're going up against who should be rookie of the year with Micah Parsons. Diggs has been phenomenal, too. They just can make you pay for a mistake in a bunch of ways. And we know when it comes to the playoffs, it really just is about the team that limits mistakes more. I just think the Cowboys are a better team in this matchup. I'm going with them.
Both of us going with Cowboys there. Now, we have picked all the same ways here so far. I'm going to let you pick first here in Monday Night Football, the last game of the week. It's another division matchup, the Cardinals at the Rams. These are two teams, Jenna, who both of them kind of backed their way into the playoffs. Both of them started really strong this year. Both of them looked like, oh, this team could be the one seed, that team could be the one seed. But as the season went along, The Rams, they lost three in a row around the middle part of the season to the Titans, the Niners, and the Packers. But then they got back on. They had a five-game win streak, but then they lose to the Niners last week, giving up that 17-point lead. That's a little scary there. But on the same end, the Cardinals were once the one seed at week 12. Week 13, everyone thought that they were the go-ahead favorites for the NFC. They lose three in a row and four of their last five to the Rams, Lions, Colts, and Seahawks. They did manage to beat the Cowboys. Who is your pick in this one? Because these are two interesting teams that have a lot of talent on them.
This is the hardest one to pick for me because I think this is the most competitive. Like, I have such compelling reasons to pick either team on both sides just because of what they offer. I'm going with the Cardinals only because I think Kyler Murray and what he's able to do offensively is a challenge to what the Rams can do defensively in terms of getting to the quarterback, because I don't doubt Aaron Donald's going to have at least a sack or two because that's just Aaron Donald. That's how he is. But I think the way that he can escape the pocket, that he can extend the play, it is phenomenal. And I think Matthew Stafford has some questions that need to be answered. For all I know, I could be totally wrong and he could go out and light it up and have like four touchdowns and close to 400 yards. I just think that I like the Cardinals offense better. I know there's more playmakers, maybe in terms of the Rams receivers when it comes to guys like Cooper Kupp and OBJ. But even then, you look at what the Cards have. They have a lot of guys too. There's the potential to also get JJ Watt back in time for this one. Will that happen? I'm not entirely sure. But I like the Cards here, but make no mistake, this is going to be a really competitive football game that I think is going to be decided late in the fourth quarter.
I agree. It's going to be a tough one. It's going to be an interesting one. I'm going to go with the Rams. They're at home. I think that I agree with you. Kyler Murray's the X factor here. If he can get busy, I'm not a big Matt Stafford guy. I think that's the one thing that can hold the Rams back. But they have a defense. They've got Jalen Ramsey. They've got Von Miller. They've got Aaron Donald. They've got players all over the place. They've got playmakers on offense that are working too. DeAndre Hopkins is still not back for the Cardinals. That to me is a big thing that's going to be a downside for them. I just think that the Rams, both teams have, kind of fluttered at the late part of the season. But the Cardinals, the way they dropped, I think four of their last five. What did I say? I mean, that's tough to sell me that they're going to be able to win this game. But we will certainly see as we go into it. That's our lone split of the picks that we have here. We're going to get into Steelers versus Chiefs in just a little bit with our picks, predictions, and our big matchups of the game. But first, we got to talk to you guys about betonline.ag. BetOnline has you covered all season long with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as the NFL playoffs are underway now. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, locked on, to receive your welcome, your 50% welcome bonus. From basketball to football to NHL to boxing to UFC, write down your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season at BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, and BetOnline, where the game starts. We're also brought to you by Built Bar. With it being the new year, that means New Year's resolutions, and if yours is about getting fitter, eating healthier, make sure you do include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar and maybe even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easy to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good you'll want to eat it, unlike other protein bars that can be chalky, waxy, or taste like a chemical spill. You want to eat healthy, but you get so boring. By week three, you're thinking, what is this? It's not worth it. Where's the chocolate? Well, Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate, and they also are limited to just 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and packs 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar that has 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. Here's an idea for the new year. Go to all your secret snack stashes. Get rid of all the junk food that you have. Replace them with Built Bars. That'll make it easier for you to snack on something healthy, and that'll help you stick to your New Year's resolutions. You'll have so many flavors to choose from: coconut almond, peanut butter brownie, cookies and cream, salted caramel, mint brownie, and so many more that you can find at Built.com. Again, that's Built.com. Be sure when you go to Built.com, use promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order at Built.com, where you can find your favorite flavor of Built Bar. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. And like I said, we always do keep it rolling on back-to-back ad reads. So, Jenna, let's get right down to it. Steelers, Chiefs. This is a huge game, of course, because it's the playoffs. But as we said, the Steelers are looking at this like, hey, we got nothing to lose here. What are we afraid of? Let's throw everything at it. Caution to the wind. What's the biggest thing the Steelers have to do in your eyes, Jenna, to win this game? What's the one thing that if they do this, it gives them the best chance to come out and upset everyone and shock the world Sunday night?
Force multiple turnovers. Patrick Mahomes is going to score. Patrick Mahomes is going to find his way into the end zone for touchdowns. Yep. And the rare occasion where you limit him and you make them settle for a field goal. The way you are going to beat this offense is with your defense. You need guys like TJ Watt, like Cam Hayward, like Micah Fitzpatrick, like Akello Witherspoon, like Joe Hayden, to make those game-changing plays. Forced fumbles, the crazy interceptions that you see, you're not going against Tyler Huntley and you're not going to have an easy pick in the end zone like Cam Sutton did last week. This is going to be surgical. You're going to have to play the best game you've played all season defensively. And that means limiting Mahomes, because you know what this Chiefs team can do. They can all of a sudden, be down by a couple scores and two drives later, it's all tied up, because that's just what Patrick Mahomes and this offense does. So if you take the ball away, you give Ben Roethlisberger a short field to work with, all of a sudden the Steelers find ways to put up points. And I think it realistically can happen. I really do think we're going to see some game-changing plays, those splash plays, as Mike Tomlin calls them, from those guys on defense, because they know that is going to be how you beat this team.
I agree. Turnovers is the big key here. I've talked about it all week long. They need splash plays on defense, even special teams. We've seen them block punts. We've seen them block field goals. Well, block field goals and get called back for a bad call. But point being, special teams, defense, they need to be able to make plays in this game. But I'm going to compound upon this a little bit because I've talked about turnovers all week. So I'm going to give you Steelers fans one other major factor that I think could lead to a Steelers upset if it's going to happen. And this is going to have to be Ben Roethlisberger attacking the middle of the field. He did that against the Ravens late in that game. When they needed third and fourth down conversions, he was not afraid to find Ray-Ray McCloud and Deontay Johnson over the middle to extend that game. Yep. He's got Pat Freiermuth back. They didn't have him last time, just like the Chiefs didn't have Travis Kelce. Yep. This is the week. Attack the middle of the field. You've shown all season long, much like how we, every Steelers fan, if you were a fan of the Steelers back in the 2000s, you're thinking back, man, what about the time when they beat the Colts after the Colts destroyed them and no one gave them a chance for the Steelers to beat the Colts in the playoffs? You're thinking about that time. What caught the Colts off guard in that game was play action, hitting them with things that they didn't see all season long, and they're sitting there saying, wait a minute, why is Ben Roethlisberger throwing to this rookie Heath Miller? Why is he hitting Hines Ward and Antoine Randall when they got Jerome Bettis and they're running the ball on everybody? And we thought that's what was coming, and it took them too long to adjust. If the Chiefs are looking at this, and Deontay Johnson talked about this on Thursday when we talked to him as well, the Chiefs in the last game, they kept two high safeties the entire time, and that was something they didn't expect. They thought they would bring one safety down to play the run. They were saying, hey, Steelers, try the middle of the field. Go ahead, do it. And they knew the Steelers wouldn't. If they come out in this game and do that again, Ben Roethlisberger has to be ready to attack that part of the field. If he is and they start converting, It's gonna be a matter of just keep hitting the Chiefs with it. Mike Tyson always said, everybody got a plan until they get hit. When the Chiefs start getting hit with some of those big plays and Pat Freiermuth and Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool, when they start getting plays over the middle, that'll soften them up a little bit. That'll get those linebackers to be a little more tentative, and that allows Najee Harris, because he will be back for this game, that'll allow him to run up the middle a little bit more, and then the Steelers might have some offensive chemistry that will buy the defense time to recover for whenever Mahomes has a big drive or whenever they get a turnover to limit how many chances Mahomes has left in the game. That is my big key here, attacking that middle part of the field. Jenna, this is it. This is the chance at the upset special. Where do you stand? Who wins this game? What's the game changing moment? And what's your final score?
I know Steelers fans might be mad. I have to go with the Chiefs. I have to, but I'm not saying it's not going to be a close game, because I legitimately do think that the Steelers, if they can accomplish both of those things that we just talked about, this will be a competitive game. This will not be the blowout we saw 3 weeks ago. However, I just think the Chiefs are, again, the Steelers, they needed everything possible to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they found their way in, where the Chiefs have kind of hit their stride at the right time. Like I said, they're averaging 34.5 points a game. I'm going with Kansas City. 34-27 is going to be my final score. It's going to be, I feel like we talked about this earlier this season when we talked about this game leading into it. It's going to be one of those games that the Steelers are going to be in, or maybe they, at most they go down by two touchdowns, but they're always going to be within striking distance. I just don't see them being able to get that strike to tie things up or to push things over the top and take a lead. They very likely could. Again, the way that this team has been talking this week makes me feel like they have some things up their sleeve, and I'm excited to see those things. I just think that the Chiefs are a really good football team. Obviously, so many people have picked them to win the Super Bowl. I'm not picking them to win the Super Bowl, but I do think that this game is going to be one. But then you never know, too. This could be one of the games where the Chiefs kind of say, oh, we're playing the Steelers. Look what we did to them 3 weeks ago. And the Steelers get off to a quick start, and the Chiefs are never able to come back from that. I just feel like it's going to be Kansas City in this one. But again, hopefully I'm proved wrong. Really, I want to be proved wrong here.
No, I'm right with you. I think that there's an essence there, and there is a belief with Steelers. I think Steelers fans have even started to feel it this week. A lot of Steelers fans are going on Twitter like, yo, forget this. I'm rooting for my boys. I believe they can do it. And Steelers fans believe in your guys. I think they're going to come out here and they're going to give a heck of a fight. They're going to be pushing. Yeah. I think you're going to see some turnover. You're going to see some big plays. You might see some things on offense you ain't seen all year. And you're going to be like, where's that been, Matt Canada? I guarantee
you're going to hear that, no doubt.
Someone's going to, that play's going to happen and someone's going to say that. But I still think the Chiefs win this game 26-20. And here's why. Mike Tomlin has beaten Andy Reid in the playoffs before and beaten Andy Reid at Arrowhead coming off a bye, something no one else has ever done. But Patrick Mahomes is a different animal, especially in the playoffs. The only time he's lost in the playoffs is when he's had to go up against Tom Brady. That was last year in the Super Bowl and his first year in the playoffs when they were in the AFC Championship game. That to me is a big factor here. If this was Ben Roethlisberger in his prime, first of all, the Steelers would be a much better team this year. but second of all, I would say this is going to be a knockdown, drag out fight where both teams are going to put up good points and this is going to be big plays all over the place. But that to me is the limiting factor. I think that the Steelers are going to develop an early lead because the defense is going to come out. I think they're going to stun the Chiefs. They're going to get a couple things to go their way. But late in the third quarter, I think the Chiefs are going to be able to settle down a little bit. The Steelers are only going to be able to get a few field goals whenever they have those opportunities. And when you score field goals against the Chiefs, you allow them the chance to come back. Yeah. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to lead one of those legendary drives where he gets a touchdown in the final minutes. And then Ben Roethlisberger will get one last hurrah. He'll get one last shot. But the Chiefs defense will be ready for it. They'll be sitting there, be sitting back on what he likes to do. And I think it'll just be too much. But I do think it will be one heck of a fight. I look forward to seeing if this Steelers team can go all out and push Kansas City to the limit. It will certainly be a heck of a story either way, how this plays out. Jenna, thanks so much for doing the Locked On Steelers podcast. We love having you here all the time on Fridays. Look forward to having you even more as the playoffs roll along, whether the Steelers stay in it or not. You're a pleasure it's a joy to have you here. Please let people know they can find you, follow you, and get more of your work.
It is always a joy to be here. So thank you for always having me on. We have fun on Fridays. We love it. We have fun here.
We do.
You can find me on Twitter at JennaHarner11, Instagram, Jenna_Harner. I will be in Kansas City this weekend for the game. It's on Channel 11, WPXI. So definitely tune in. We got some really awesome stuff, a really great pregame show starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. The whole time change is going to actually kill me. I'm going to lose my mind. It's going to be great. So that'll be fun. Watch me figure out a time change. It's going to be great. And then we'll have a live post-game show too, obviously, with all the coverage. So got some really awesome stories just kind of from Ben throughout the week. I sat down one-on-one virtually with Akella Witherspoon. He is a really interesting story as well. So definitely tune in for all the fun and see me freezing my butt off in Kansas City.
It's going to be a fun time. You'll also see me on The Final Word after all that's over. So do join Channel 11 for all their great coverage of the game if you're sitting there in the Pittsburgh area. Thanks again to everyone out there who's joined us all season long, and we hope to get you keep joining us win or lose in this game. But hey, we've been telling you, the Steelers team, they got something up their sleeve. We'll be excited to see it on Sunday. I'll be covering that Sunday night going into Monday, depending on how this game goes, on the Locked On Steelers podcast. You can get more of our coverage here on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Google Podcast, or Odyssey. If you see this video on YouTube, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button to our channel. You get all of our daily content, all of our updates. You can also, if you want to help us out, leave us a 5-star review with a positive comment. Doing so gets you a shout out at the end of the show. Like this today's 5-star review from Antoine Steel City, who says, hashtag here we go, first time listening, love the pod, love how you guys go in deep into the players. All in all, let's go Steelers and finish strong. Excited to hear that. Thank you, Antoine. We got two more that were brand new ones that popped up as well. You guys will be read in our episodes next week. So our next person, you'll be the post-game show. Who knows? Maybe you'll be a Victory Monday show. We could possibly see that. But thank you, everyone, for checking us out. From Chris Carter and Jenna Harner, thank you. Have a great weekend. Locked On Steelers will be back Sunday night going into Monday morning, recapping what happened and getting you ready either for another playoff game or talking about how the season ended.